Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile, and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Got Sam and Jason sitting in for Greg, we still looking for. Got Noel other side of the glass. So glad you're with us on this Saturday morning. Beautiful, not a cloud in the sky, a little chilly.
A little chilly.
But it is a match day. Atlanta United will open the season later on tonight. And good morning, Georgia.
Good morning.
Morning to the folks in Morrow.
Oh, I know Morrow well.
Yeah, Morrow.
Grew up really close to Morrow.
Yeah.
South Lake Mall.
Yeah.
There. That's where I grew up. Gold mine, the arcade.
Oh, man.
What else do I know about Morrow very well? Clayton State University, the
mm-hmm.
Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
Really good soccer program. They were in the national quarterfinals this year on the men's side.
Yep.
Got knocked out by the team that eventually won it. I was right down the street. Terra Stadium's Jonesboro, technically,
yeah,
right?
Jonesboro, yeah.
It's like you could throw a rock and hit Morrow from Terra Stadium. I learned how to drive in that parking lot.
Really?
Yeah. That giant parking lot.
There's a massive parking lot.
Out in front of it off of Battle Creek.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I went to Kilpatrick Elementary right behind it.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's my hood.
Man, you landmarks down there. You know.
Come on. Clayton County.
Clayton County, the home of the Mustangs.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Who was the great, the best wide receiver for Morrow? Andre Hastings?
Hastings.
Yes.
Won a state championship, mm-hmm. I think, with about 40 players on in the largest classification at the time.
Yep.
There were 4A. Morrow was 4A, and you will probably never see a team with that few of players win in the largest classification.
Nah,
because everybody's
probably not
got
possible
80,
now.
90 people, but that team had about 39 players on it and won the Class 4 championship. So, absolutely.
Clayton County's had some talent now.
Well, now crank them out. You crank them out down that way. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's what we do.
We brought you back with a little music from Jerry Butler. We lost Jerry Butler yesterday, mm-hmm. The Iceman, as he is known. Best friend and really a partner in with the Impressions with Curtis Mayfield. So, we're going to bring him along. He did a lot of singing and then was, on the county commission, city commissioners for the city of Chicago for a number of years.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
So, we dropped some music and think about that today. Hey, at this segment, we always talk about some things that are happening locally or just some college sports. And college basketball was big. You know, and it's going to be one of my jeers tomorrow. I'm going to tell you, on Sunday we do three cheers or three jeers. One of my jeers. And I don't know, Missouri beat Alabama this week. Alabama mm-hmm. basketball right now is I don't know if they're having a problem. Somebody just scored up here. Everton.
Everton's beating Manchester United. Manchester United's a mess.
Really?
You want to talk about big teams that are a mess. Manchester United might be the biggest mess in the world right now.
Wow. Well, right now they're down. They're down 2-0. we keep an eye on that. We talked about last weekend, the big showdown was Alabama and Auburn. And people mm-hmm. talk about what that means. In football. And last week it was basketball.
One versus two.
Auburn wins that, and then Alabama loses big time to Missouri. Missouri beats them something. What was the score? That was a crazy score. 110-98. Ooh. Missouri beats Alabama. And so the coach at Missouri gets on the microphone before the game's over. Do not storm this floor. We're going to win, but do not storm the floor. And the people were like, why? You know, social media. Mm-hmm. Let the kids have fun. The SEC fines people for that.
Yeah, it's what? It's six figures, right?
Right. You know, so he's like, you know.
I think Vanderbilt did that, and they're like, "No, we want to put this into NIL. We don't want to pay a fine."
Right. So yeah, that's going to be one of my three jeers tomorrow. Just the fact that they couldn't storm. I know it's a safety thing and it's a fine.
But yeah,
that's college basketball.
I get it. The one thing I'll say, you got to be careful with the way things have gone here in the last few years, because you see people storm the court and you're seeing players get hurt.
Yeah,
and that's a problem.
That's true.
You know that. If that could happen where you're not having players get hurt, I'm cool with it because it's a cool moment. But, yeah, when you get people out there trying to take cheap shots at players from the other team, you can't do it.
Yeah, and so that's what's something that happened this week. But meanwhile, Auburn is where Georgia finds themselves today. Georgia just looking for wins in the SEC. It's become very, very difficult for them to get wins, and it's going to be difficult today. They're playing down at Auburn, 4 o'clock, against the top-ranked team in the country. Georgia Tech is on the road. They're playing at Boston College, 2 o'clock today. Kennesaw State is home this evening. They have a 5 o'clock start against New Mexico State, and Georgia State men are on the road. They're up at ODU, 7 o'clock start time for them today. Over in the AU Center, the big showdown, Clark Atlanta at 17-8. Morehouse at 14-12. They play at 6 o'clock at Forbes Arena at Morehouse. That's a big building. There's plenty of room for everybody, but you still want to get there early because the fire marshal probably going to shut the door too many people and whatnot. So it's the big grudge match, and it doesn't matter. Everybody shows up for that.
Who's had the better of that lately?
Clark Atlanta.
Yeah.
Clark Atlanta has had the better of it lately. They've had had some good teams over there. And we'll see. They're going to play today at 6 o'clock, and that's always special when those two teams get together. We got high school state tournament. I was just looking at some scores. I was telling you about an upset that I saw that kind of caught me by surprise. Well, I don't know, by surprise. When you get to this stage of the tournament, and, you know, Sweet 16, last night girls played, today the boys are playing. There are some girls games that are being played today, but you have people like Lowndes with the win over Mill Creek. Grayson continues to win. Cherokee, their girls have been remarkable this season. They win Hillgrove. But Carrollton over North Pauling, and this was a pretty evenly matched contest. And North Pauling has had a remarkable season, but Carrollton wins at 44-43. They move on in the girls' bracket. So we're watching some other. Milton's a big-time winner over Tri-Cities. River Ridge was a win. They beat Morrow, by the way. So, you know, Creekside's a winner. They're still undefeated. Marist wins. They beat Stockbridge last night. Carrollton, Maynard Jackson, a winner over Kale. That's big news for Maynard Jackson to win that. They played that game out at Kale, 53-48. Maynard Jackson winning that one.
Good win on the road.
Yep. Shout out to my partner for the scoreboard show, Chris Parker. Pickens is like winning everything. And the girls are good. I don't know what they got in the water up there. I got to call them and see. But Pickens, they beat Calhoun 74-53. Their boys and girls teams are having tremendous seasons. So it's the March on Macon that is underway. You go down to the girls. Hebron Christian's a winner in the private. Holy Innocence. Galloway, St. Francis, the usual characters, usual suspects, as they continue their march on Macon. You've been with some high school soccer already, and you had a major matchup last night.
Yeah, we're early in the high school soccer season, so it's kind of establishing who the teams to watch are going to be. I had Dalton for two games this past week, and the Catamounts, 7 state championships, one of those blue bloods when we talk about high school soccer in this state. They call Dalton Soccer Town USA for a reason.
It is.
The Catamounts are really good this year. Really good. They were missing a couple of players last year. Luis Favela, who helped win them their last state championship in 23 as a sophomore, tore his ACL before the season last year, so he missed the whole year. He's not 100%. They're managing his minutes right now, but he scored 3 goals on the week. They went down to Peachtree City and beat McIntosh, which isn't easy to do.
That's big.
And dominated in that game. It was 3-0 Dalton. That's very rare to go into Peachtree City and beat McIntosh like that. Then they hosted Johnson at Gainesville last night up in Dalton at Harmon Field. Really tough place to play if you're not familiar with it. One of the great high school stadiums in the state of Georgia. For soccer, it's extremely narrow. Okay. And it has the old school crown on the field. So you think about that for American football, and it's not that big of a deal. Think about it for soccer. The ball's rolling towards the sideline. It's rolling towards the touchline.
Right.
So you have to adjust. When you make a pass to the opposite side, it's going to pick up speed as it runs away. So you have to balance that. I think Johnson struggled with that a little bit early on. Dalton scored two in the first half. Favela scored one. An unbelievable free kick from Joe Gonzalez off the underside of the bar. That made it 2-0. But big credit to the Knights. You know, they lost earlier in the week, too, so they were in a really tough spot early in the season. You don't want to lose two in a row and not score. They found a goal in the second half. It got to 2-1. Frantic finish. Really good game last night. Really well played. Dalton got the win, but I think Johnson coming out of it found some momentum for them. This was a team that lost to Westminster in a state championship game last year. I thought last year, out of the teams I saw all over the state, they were the best boys team.
Okay.
But they lost in the state championship game. Westminster was just better on the day. This year, they'd lost a lot of players. I think they're still figuring it out. But Frank Zamora, he's won three state championships since 2018 up there in Gainesville. That's a team to watch as they grow. Dalton, so far out of who I've seen this season, that's the best team in the state. Man. On the boys' side.
On the boys' side.
The girls, I haven't had a chance to see as much of it. We talked about the Creek Cup last weekend, and John Nelson had those games. Walton, really, really good on the girls' side. I want to see that team. We're going to try to get them later this season on our SDH network. But We're traveling all over the state, calling these games and trying to hit as many different parts of the state as possible.
How do you pick? How do you pick where you're going to go?
You know, you go historically by teams that have been good. You build relationships, too. So, Right. You know, certain schools really do a good job of taking care of us. Dalton, they had elote in the concession stand last night. If you've not had elote, I highly recommend it. And if you go to a high school soccer game and they have elote, you know you're in the right spot. An amazing dish. Look it up if you don't know it. E-L-O-T-E. It's a corn dish.
Okay.
Amazing. The tacos usually at Dalton are the best in the state.
Okay.
But last night they didn't have the grills fired up. It was really cold. Yeah, I don't blame them. It's okay. But the elote made up for it. Dalton's one we always try to hit. Johnson at Gainesville we try to hit every year. McIntosh. Right. We know Bunky Colvin and the crew at McIntosh. But then we try to hit some of the emerging ones and some of the storylines that we see over time. John Nelson's making the trip down to Jeff Davis later this season.
Okay.
That's a really cool story. They're one of the top teams in South Georgia. I went down to Perry for a state tournament game last year.
Okay.
Really good programs. Greenbrier is another good one outside the metro that has continued to grow and grow.
Down in Columbia County.
We get over to Jefferson a good bit. Okay. Jefferson's girls program has been outstanding over the past few years. They keep getting really close to a state championship, but haven't quite gotten over that. Oconee County, another really top program, boys and girls.
Folks right around the corner from us at Midtown have a pretty good.
Midtown's been really, really good as well. Their girls had a big win in the Creek Cup this past weekend. They've been in that ballpark, too, on the boys and the girls side. Mm-hmm. Decatur's boys got to the state championship game last year. Kennesaw Mountain is one who won it last year. That was a bit of a surprise, winning a state championship. We're going to go see them later this season. So we try to get in the metro area, but we try to go a few steps past that as well.
Okay. All right.
There's so much good soccer being played. And look, you know, like you see it with high school basketball, you see it with high school football. The crowds for these high school soccer games are right in that same level. And it's such a cool thing to see a team like Johnson, you know, that we don't really think about with high school football.
Right.
But you go to the Dungeon on a Friday night for soccer.
Yeah.
Go. And the game that I will ask you to come with me to see if you get a chance to later this year. It's the last game of the regular season, April 18th, I think, that last Friday. Gainesville at Johnson.
Okay.
I did that game last year, and it was maybe outside of game three of the Miami series, my favorite game I called all year last year.
Wow.
5-4, Johnson won it in extra time.
Yep.
About 500 fans, maybe 1,000 fans from each school on each side.
Okay.
So you had an amazing atmosphere, wild game, great talent. That was such a cool display of what soccer is in this state.
Fantastic, fantastic. And, of course, you know what we got coming up tonight was one of the things that really kind of spurns it on when you have a program doing what Atlanta United does. My goodness.
Well, that's what you're seeing in these high school programs is Dalton's a prime example. Johnson has been in the past. Dalton had two guys who came up through Atlanta United's academy. You know, and that's a long trip. These are very talented players. Chapis Garcia had been with the academy, hadn't played in high school up until this year, his senior year, because he dedicated his time to Atlanta United's academy. He was making that drive up and down, really close to getting that kind of pro opportunity. Didn't quite get it. Mm-hmm. So he goes back to play his senior year in high school. I think Matthew DeJaney has played a good bit for Atlanta United, too, as an amateur, as an academy player. I think he's playing his season in high school this year. So that's had a huge impact. What Atlanta United literally has done with developing talent,
right,
and then they go into the high school season, oof, you're seeing some great talented players.
Fantastic. Something to watch for as this high school season is kicking off, folks. All right. We mentioned that down the road, and it's something else you have some experience with, Atlanta Motor Speedway.
I park cars there, yes.
We're going to let you talk about that.
I wasn't that excited.
Brandon Hutchinson will join us from Atlanta Motor Speedway as it is racing weekend at AMS. That's coming up straight ahead. You stay with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. And you got Sam Crenshaw, you got Jason Longshore, and you got Noel White other side of the glass. Noel's world is coming up. But right now, we're going to fire the engines. We're going to drive down Tara Boulevard. Well, that's not the only way to get there now. You can get there.
You got a few different ways now.
Now, but you remember when Tara Boulevard, that was, oh man.
Don't fire up the engines too much on Tara Boulevard. Smokies in the trees waiting on you.
Absolutely, absolutely. They are out this weekend, but that's because the big crowds are coming down. We got beautiful sunshiny skies, and I know that puts a smile on Brandon Hutchinson's face as he joins us now on the waitfor.com hotline. Brandon, welcome to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's time to go racing.
Sam, Jason, yeah, man, life in the fast lane. Hammer down. It is time to go racing at Atlanta Motor Speedway.
I tell you what, and I'm sure, considering how cold it was early this week, it's supposed to warm up the next couple of days, and no rain.
It has been a cold snap here in the state of Georgia. There's no doubt about it. But we are pulling out of it today. It's going to be very, very nice at Atlanta Motor Speedway today. I'm here now. The sun is out. Blue skies. Bit chilly right now, but you better bring your sunscreen because it's going to be in the low 60s here this afternoon.
Crazy temperatures. It was freezing last night. It was freezing this morning. Now it's going to be in the 60s. I don't know what to do with any of this. Tell me about how everything has come together for this year's series of events. What's the attendance looking like, and what's the excitement level?
Jason, I tell you, it is an exciting time here at Atlanta Motor Speedway for sure, just as you and everybody a little bit north of us is getting ready for the start of the United season. We're getting ready for the start of NASCAR season at Atlanta Motor Speedway. kids are absolutely free today. You can come out to Atlanta Motor Speedway. We've got 458 miles of racing today. We've got the Freight Racing 208 Craftsman Truck Series race. We've got the Bennett Transportation and Logistics 250 Xfinity Series race. Going to be a big time. We have a huge party after the racing tonight in the Peach Pit. We're going to have mechanical bulls, laser light shows, fireworks. If you haven't heard it yet, guys, in the Fan Zone this morning and tomorrow morning, we've got both the Canine Stars and Sea Lions. We've got Sea Lions in the Fan Zone.
What?
Yes, yes. Sea Lions in the Fan Zone. If you love animals, if you love racing, if you love music, if you love just a good time, we're going to be having a big one here at Atlanta Motor Speedway this weekend, both today and tomorrow.
I did not have Sea Lions on my bingo card this morning.
I know you didn't, man. I didn't have Sea Lions on my bingo card for the last month, but I'll tell you, they're the talk of the town. You get a couple of Sea Lions, put them in the Fan Zone, yeah, and they are the talk of the town.
Are they going to be around all weekend, or are they just going to be there today?
They're there today and tomorrow, and it works out perfect for them. They love the cold weather, apparently. So they've loved the Atlanta weather. They're having a good time with our fans in the Fan Zone. It truly is, and that's what you see at Atlanta Motor Speedway, guys. We try to be new, special, different. We try to bring things that we know when cars aren't on track on the high banks of Atlanta Motor Speedway, our fans are going to have options for entertainment. So whether it's the party in the Peach Pit, whether it's laser light tag in the Peach Park, whether it's the camper appreciation party last night or the Legends and Bandolero racing, we try to make sure we have a full slate for the weekend.
Yep. Folks, spending time on the waitfor.com hotline with Brandon Hutchinson from Atlanta Motor Speedway, where everyone's headed there this weekend. Always a great weekend. And Better Health 400 is coming up tomorrow. You got qualifying this morning, right?
Yes, sir. We've got qualifying for the Ambetter Health 400 this morning at 11 o'clock, I believe it is. Our gates will open a little bit before that. The Fan Zone will be rocking. We get started with the racing today at 1:30 and another race at 5 o'clock. So, yeah, we get kicked off at 11 and we go all day.
Yeah, if you come here after Daytona, the cool thing about it is they get to have some of the same style racing as they just had down at Daytona. The drivers have had several years now to get accustomed to the reconfigured layout there at Atlanta Motor Speedway. They love it. They look forward to it because they're able to race that same style.
You're exactly right. We're a little bit of a hybrid. We're an intermediate length, but we race like a super speedway. We're a mile shorter than the traditional Daytona or Talladega. So it truly is the most exciting racing on the NASCAR circuit. Just a year ago, the finish of the Ambetter Health 400 was 0.07 of a second from first to third place. Not first to second, first to third, 0.07 of a second after racing 400 miles. You don't see that anywhere else.
I think what's been so cool to watch as somebody who grew up on the south side of town has been the evolution of the Speedway and how, you know, it's a year-round event space and there's so many different things going on. How has that grown to impact the area around the Speedway and the business that you guys do year after year?
I'll tell you, it is it's a big, diverse market. We're fortunate to have a big, diverse portfolio of events that come to Atlanta Motor Speedway each year, Jason. So, like you said, we've got two NASCAR Cup Series race weekends a year, but we also have Feld Entertainment Monster Jam April 12th and 13th. We've got a Spring Fair, the Georgia Spring Fair. We've got the Georgia State Fair in the fall. We do Henry High School graduations here at Atlanta Motor Speedway. We have massive car and truck shows throughout the year. We have big fireworks shows surrounding July 4th. We do a massive trunk or treat in conjunction with Henry County. So we try our very best to not only provide great live entertainment experiences, but be a partner in the community so that those that live in and around the Atlanta area have another entertainment option when they want to do something a little bit different.
Absolutely. All right, Brandon, let's talk about the racing now. Who are you watching? We saw William Byron win. He's back-to-back Daytona 500 winner. Obviously someone we're going to watch coming into Atlanta. I say Joey Logano is somebody you always watch when you come to race here. Who are some people that you're kind of watching this week?
Don't put that on me, Sam. We just said 0.07 of a second. No, I'm telling you, you got to watch them all here at Atlanta Motor Speedway. You really, really do in a super speedway style race. You've got a lot of movement. You've got 2, 3, 4 wide racing. So when it comes down to the line, as we saw in Daytona last week, you just don't know. But you're a very smart man. The Penske stable was extremely strong in Daytona. Joey Logano won the Quaker State 400 available at Walmart last September. So any Penske car could be strong. But, you know, who knows? Maybe it's time for Chase Elliott to find his way back into victory lane.
The question I have is with the track set up, and you mentioned it's a little bit of a hybrid, what are some of the things for fans to watch for strategy, for tactics, and how to get up to the front?
Well, great question. You know, this is more of a handling racetrack than your traditional super speedway as well, so we're a mile shorter. Fans will actually be able to see cars really, really strong during certain points of the race and maybe not so strong during other parts of the race. And a lot of those changes are taking place on pit road. You know, I think fans can look for 400 miles of excitement, really, you know, or a mile and a half track. A mile of that is our turns. Our turns are 28 degrees in banking. So these guys are able to really, it's fun to see who will hold it wide open all the way around this track. So as you're watching these cars, listen to the engines and see, is that guy out front just hammering it down longer than everybody else?
Talk about the people who come out there and just want to work in the environment. Jason here once worked at – tell them what you used to do down there.
Well, we had a project with my high school soccer team at Eagles Landing. It was a brand-new program, and we didn't have a large budget, so we had to go make some money to make sure we had a second set of uniforms and warm-ups and all that, and we parked cars on race weekend.
That's awesome. You know, that's Jason, while you think that might be the bottom of the barrel of what people can do around here on race day, it's really a big, big part of what we do.
Huge,
it's the tip of the sword.
Yeah.
It's the tip of the sword. You know, it's the first opportunity for our fans to start their great experience getting people into this parking lot. I'll tell you, when I was an intern in 1995, my first job during the Atlanta Auto Fair in June was counting license plates from different states.
Oh, wow.
So I sat in the parking lot, and I really stayed pretty true to it for about the first hour, but then I just started, you know, 2 for you, 1 for you, 3 for you.
What?
Well, you know, I mean, hey, it was an internship, Sam.
You got the job, so it worked out.
Well, while everybody's telling their stories, I tell my first AMS story was, I go back to 84. And Benny Parsons, who was a substitute driver, wins that race. And I go up on the roof with the start because the press box was on the other side of the track back then.
Okay. Which
is now where we got the, you know, the RVs hook up out there. And so I meet Jim McKay.
Yeah.
Wide World of Sports.
Wow.
Because they were, at the time, the races weren't alive. You know, that stuff that came along late 80s, early 90s, right? So, I mean,
right.
They would record the race and they would air it the next week on Wide World of Sports. So, Mr. Spanning the Globe for the Constant Variety of Sports was on the roof at Atlanta Motor Speedway. And this is somebody you watched growing up, right? This guy was the one-man ESPN.
The legend.
I thought he had the
That cool. just goes to show you that you know, we've been big time for a long time, and a lot of your listeners may not have been to Atlanta Motor Speedway. I'll tell you, this weekend we've got so Big Boy's going to be here, so half of That's Outkast right. is going to mm-hmm. be here. Brett Favre is going to be here. Cole Swindell's going to be here. There's so many stars that want to come to these events and so many fans that come from – we've got fans from all 50 states, 6 different countries. It's pretty cool to see the place take shape and come alive.
That's been one of the cool things to watch is how NASCAR and racing across the board has kind of gotten to that where it's more mainstream than it used to be. You've got so many different people from all walks of life coming out to be part of it.
I'm looking at 120 acres on the infield right now, and there's not a spot open. It's full of campers. There's a haze of campfire smoke over the facility. Sam mentioned the RVs on the backstretch. We've got about 70 RVs looking over the track on the backstretch. If I looked out the front of the building, there's probably 3,000 more campers out front. It's a big time. It really is. It's not just the racing. It's the entire weekend. It's the level of entertainment that our team works so hard to bring. If you choose to come to Atlanta Motor Speedway, I promise you, you're going to have a big time. We try to make sure that if you spend your money to come here, you get your dollars worth.
All right, before we let you go, people can still get tickets. How can people get tickets for this weekend?
Yeah, absolutely. They can go to AtlantaMotorSpeedway.com, take a look around the website, find a price point or a package that works best for you and your family, and come on out and see us. You know, today, again, kids are absolutely free. Tomorrow, kids are only $10. 40 best race car drivers in the world. Kids are only $10 tomorrow. We try to be as cheap or cheaper than a matinee movie.
And great entertainment. Fantastic entertainment. The weather's going to be great. Brandon, we appreciate you spending some time with us. Look forward to seeing you down there this weekend and big racing weekend at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Sam, Jason, thank you so much. Jason, let's go out there and get a W tonight. Fans can come to Atlanta Motor Speedway, leave here, and get to get home or get to the stadium in time to watch the United. So going to be a big day in Atlanta, going to be a big weekend in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. So thank you guys so much for having me.
Thanks for taking the time for us.
All right.
Thank you.
We're ready to go racing. We got qualifying at 11 o'clock, and we got racing going on at 1:30 and again at 5 o'clock. Here at Atlanta Motor Speedway today, if you go down there and enjoy some of the racing action. All right, you know what's coming up next? You know, fasten your seatbelts for this. Noelle's World. Get ready. You don't know where we're going to end up, but Noelle's World is coming up when you stay with us on this Saturday morning. Yo, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam, it is Jason, in for Greg. We still don't know where he is. But hey, it is a match day. As we count down to the kickoff of the MLS regular season, Atlanta United's taking on Montreal tonight over at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. As Greg's like to say, if you can't get in front of your TV or if you can't get in front of your viewing device, you can always listen here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We got the pregame at 6:30, kick at 7:30 as we look to start this season off with a win on our way to being a contender for the MLS Cup. That is what we're looking for this season.
Here's something you can do too. If you do watch on Apple TV and MLS Season Pass, you can listen to home team radio synced up with the call. Ooh. So if you're watching on Apple TV, which is how you watch MLS, mm-hmm. you go into the audio options, choose home team radio, and you can listen to Mike and I there.
Wow. Okay. So there we go. That's
you can good. Always sync it up with Odyssey. Listen to the pregame. We kick in like right about kickoff when you can have that audio option, but you can pull up the Odyssey app as well and sync it. Always easy to do.
All right. Fantastic. Fantastic. All right, folks, get ready. Be brave and not afraid. It is time for Noel's World, which also, because we haven't heard her melodious tones this morning, starts off in the usual way. We have not heard that from her. And here she is, Noel.
Good morning. How are you doing?
There we go. We got the good morning. We got the good morning now. We good to go.
Yes, indeed, indeed. We are here, and we are in Noel's World, where I am going to invite Jason in.
Okay.
To set the stage for me heading into this MLS season. So I am a soccer novice. I'm still trying to find my footing in the MLS world.
Okay.
So what I know going into this season is that one of our two historic, probably statue-worthy superstars is back, older, but mentally better. And I'm wondering what that means for not only the franchise this season, but my expectations. So, Jason, take it away.
So, Miguel Almirón is back, and I think a lot of people got to know him in 2017 and 2018. He went to Newcastle after that, and he came here as a kind of player on the rise. He was playing with Lanús in Argentina, and a lot of people saw him as one of the up-and-coming stars out of that league. But he wasn't a known quantity. Like, we didn't really know what he would be when he arrived. And I think you got to see his pace and just pure speed. You got to see his smile. I mean, that's the thing that always stands out about Miggy, is he's always smiling. The thing that maybe you forget about him is he's got a little bit of a mean streak in him, which I like. When Miggy gets mad, it's a whole different ballgame. I really like to see that out of him. And you saw him, I think, feel more comfortable during his time here in Atlanta. Then you go to the biggest league in the world, the Premier League in England, and he played a lot. Now, this past season, he hadn't played as much. They'd had young players kind of come up and start to take playing time away from him. It was the right time for him to go. And if you go back and you look at how the Newcastle fans treated him when he left, what the manager, Eddie Howe, had to say when he left, form good feeling in Newcastle. And then he gets to come back to Atlanta. And he's older, so he's not going to be as straight up fast. You know, the 40 time probably isn't as good 6-7 years later. That's okay. He's still very fast. He works incredibly hard. And what it means for the team and expectations this season, you have a player who was one of the best players we ever saw in this league over a 2-year span, so it's easy to not put him in the legend category in MLS. But in terms of impact over 2 seasons, as good as anybody in league history. And you're not asking him to be as impactful by himself. You're asking him to combine with others and make the collective better. But I think more than anything, he sets a really strong example. You know, you're talking about a guy who, you know, I don't know the salaries. They won't come out until after this window is done, usually late April, early May. But he might be the highest on the team. But he's going to work the hardest. And when you have that guy who is getting paid more, and everybody knows it, and he's a guy that, you know, a lot of jerseys will be sold with his name on the back, but off the ball, all the defensive work, he will lead the group in working. That's contagious. So I think that's the impact that he's going to have in this group this year.
Okay, now, so we saw Atlanta United have this, like, super surgeons going into the playoffs. It was kind of up and down all season, and they hit the playoffs, and they kind of found a stride. But outside of that, you know, we had the season full of inconsistency. So what can Miggy bring to this team that we didn't see in last year's team that was kind of aiding to that inconsistency?
I think being a favorite, honestly. Like, you have him, you have Latte Lat coming in, and you have Mateusz Klik, who's a very underrated element of the additions in the offseason. So you're just better. You're more talented. So the difference, you look at postseason last year, and they got in on the last day on decision day and then went to Montreal and won the wild card game. They were absolutely the underdog in decision day, in the Montreal game, and in the Miami series, and against Orlando, and they nearly got something out of that and got to a conference final. Now they're not going to be an underdog anymore. The expectation is very high, and that's because of what Almirón brings. So you have more talent, But you also have a team that I think has more firepower in the attack, and Miggy would be a big part of that. You know, I don't know what numbers to put on him this year as predicted or over-unders to start with, but he's a 10-goal, 10-assist kind of player. And you start to add that, the goals and the assists, because the assists are goals for somebody else. So you're adding a more offensively minded team. And if you want to get into to that element of what's different, last season towards the end, Rob Valentino as the interim manager had to be more defensive than maybe he would have liked. You just didn't have as much firepower in the attack. You weren't going to score as much. So you had to be better defensively. You had to commit maybe an extra player to defend as opposed to trying to go score. All right, that's not going to be the case this year. This team has a ton of firepower. So it's going to be almost flipped on its head. Can they defend well enough to let this firepower go out and just blow teams out of the building, especially at home? You just need enough defensive. You don't have to play a fifth guy on the back line. You can put that player in the midfield. You can put that player higher up the field. Almiron gives you that ability.
Has the return of Miggy... I don't want to phrase this. Has the return of Miggy re-energized the fan base a bit? And if it has, like to what degree?
Yeah, I think huge. I think you're going to see it in the numbers in the building tonight. I think it's just a level of excitement. And, you know, I'm a little reluctant, and I know it's been part of the storylines about leading into the season and, you know, oh, it's like 2018 again. I get it. I think we're forgetting some things that happened along the way. 2019 was a really good season. You won two trophies. You didn't win the big trophy, but you won a couple of trophies. You were very close to winning the big trophy again, back to back, which nobody's done in Major League Soccer since 2012, by the way. You know, I think that's easy to forget how hard it is to win in this league. You've only had a couple of teams that have won two trophies since 2012. You know, it's difficult to stay at the top. But there have been other seasons that had a lot of promise straight out of the gate. Last year was one. You know, 2022 was one, and you had two players with Achilles ruptures that kind of ruined that season. There's been excitement at the beginning of years. This is up a notch, really, because of who Miguel Almiron is and what he brings to the table. It's not just a big player. It's not Yorgos Yakimakis. It's not Thiago Almada. As good as those players were, Almiron has history here. And that's what makes it different. You know, he can't be judged by what 2018 was. I don't think it's fair to judge this team by what 2018 was. I think Atlanta as a soccer city is different. I think the Atlanta United is a different club than it was in its second year going into its ninth. I think Major League Soccer is a different league going into 2025 than it was going into 2018. Atlanta really pushed Major League Soccer into this new era of... you can be big. You don't have to be happy with having a nice little 18,000-seat stadium in the suburbs. You can aspire to be more. And Atlanta showed that, yeah, you can play in the big stadium downtown, and you can draw 40,000 people, and you can draw 70,000 people, and you can make it a big deal. So it harkens back to some of that, but it's different, and it should be judged on its own. And I want this team to not be compared to the ghosts of 2018. I want them to be looked at as just a really good, exciting, fun team in 2025 that might win some trophies this year.
That sounds like a pretty good team. Now, I don't want to keep us in 2018. As you said, we can't, you know, we can't try to recreate that moment, but what the return of Miggy could recreate is that level of home field advantage that the Benz has been.
Yeah.
So what does Miggy's return do in that regard? I know it's already a loud and boisterous place, but how does inserting him back in that lineup affect that?
This became a feared place. Nobody
still
wanted
is.
They looked forward to coming here because of the size of the crowd, but they did look forward to coming because they knew what the result was going to be.
Yeah, it always is. But what you saw when the team wasn't playing well, and last year when they lost more home games than you had ever seen with an Atlanta United team, it turned to where it became a detriment to have that large of a crowd and the negativity. And I saw it in players last year and had conversations with folks about it. There were young players in the team last year that couldn't handle the negative buzz in the building. You know, it's tough. Look, when you're playing in front of that kind of crowd and you know what the noise can be and you get a glimpse of that noise, you put more pressure on yourself to do it. You know, some of the things that this team, you look at like underlying numbers, they run more at home with a lead than maybe they should because they're spurred on by this crowd. That can be a really powerful thing. But when it turns the other way and it's quiet with that many people in the building and there's like a murmur in the crowd,
right?
You feel that pressure and maybe you try to do too much. Maybe you struggle to try to energize the crowd. You're going to have energy in the building tonight from the jump. When Miguel Almiron's name is introduced in the starting lineup, there's going to be a roar that you probably haven't heard in there since the trophy was lifted in 2018. Last year, the Miami game was huge. There have been other games between 2018 to last year in the Miami game that were big. Again, I think we forget some things sometimes for narrative's sake. But this season has that potential. Now, what you do with it, that's the struggle. Because all this expectation is huge. I hope fans are patient because it's a marathon, not a sprint. If the team doesn't look like it's going to win MLS Cup tomorrow, tonight, that doesn't mean it's a negative.
Right.
They need to build chemistry. Latte has not played with this group yet. Almiron played a couple of preseason games. So you've got to build that chemistry up. But you're going to start from a louder volume straight away. Can you do the things in matches to continue to amplify that volume and keep turning the dial? That's what Atlanta United has to do. And you get an early goal tonight? You get an early goal in that building in the first 15 minutes, 30 minutes?
Yep.
That's when it becomes an avalanche for opponents to deal with.
Woo!
All right.
Well, all right. It's time for me to go get my kit. And everybody in the city, if you are a T-Mobile customer, you have access to MLS Season Pass. So go on your My Stuff app or whatever it's called. Find your offer, your reward code, and get ready to watch a match tonight. Let's go.
Go do that. You can watch it on the Apple TV app. If you're Xfinity subscriber, if you're a DirecTV subscriber, Season Pass is in there, just like all the other leagues are in there. You can sign up for it. It's a really good deal all season. You can watch all the stuff. But, yeah, you can watch Atlanta United every single game all in the same spot.
There you go. There you go. It's Noel's World. Always great as always. And getting us ready for the big season opening match that's coming up tonight. All right, we're headed for the 9 o'clock hour. Let's see. We're getting to some Hawks basketball. My goodness, they're going to be here tomorrow night. Matter of fact, they got some home games coming up. And let's see what this team is coming back from its All-Star break. If they have what it takes to push for that playoff spot, try to get up into that sixth spot if they can. We're going to talk about that and more when you stay with us on this match day Saturday morning here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.